Welcome back to the DBM Academy podcast. We've got a fascinating and frankly pretty chilling analysis here about the real war going on in global finance right now. It pits the old guard, JP Morgan, BlackRock, Vanguard, et al., against the new system of stablecoins and Bitcoin. The article calls JP Morgan the Hydra of global finance. You cut one head and two more grow back.
That's a brilliant analogy. And the core of the fight is the old banking business model based on fractional reserve banking. JP Morgan knows stablecoins combined with Bitcoin are an existential threat to their ability to essentially print money by taking deposits and lending out almost all of it. They need a way to survive and mutate inside the burgeoning digital asset space.
Interesting. Okay, let's do our best to break this down step by step. First up, JP Morgan's counter weapon, the deposit token.
The latest head we can see the Hydra is growing. It's their much overlooked JPM coin, or what they're calling deposit tokens. This is not them adapting to crypto. It's them mutating to survive inside it.
It's a masterstroke of regulatory arbitrage. The author points out that these deposit tokens, which are tokenized customer deposits, are designed to skirt the 100% reserve requirements and other rules of the Genius Act that apply to stablecoins.
And they have a huge advantage in yield. Why would an institution use a Genius Act compliant stablecoin when JP Morgan can offer an interest-bearing deposit token that still provides instant settlement on public blockchains? The goal is clear: make deposit tokens the core collateral in the new system, which would directly undermine stablecoins backed by U.S. treasuries.
And the ultimate game is even bigger. This system essentially ports fractional reserve banking onto the blockchain. JP Coin is a one-to-one token for a deposit, but that underlying deposit is still part of their fractional system. This allows for money multiplication, lending, collateral, and payment on steroids, scaling their business model across borders and blockchains without the 100% reserve constraint a stablecoin issuer faces. It's a clear path for them to control the next global settlement layer and replace systems like SWIFT.
That's right. Okay, the next piece in the puzzle. This week, JP announced their new Bitcoin-backed bond to launch 15th December. A very interesting move to counter strategy and highlighting the reality of the recent attacks against the new order, now establishing its place in the new financial hierarchy.
The article argues that stablecoins alone aren't the fatal threat. The real danger is a Bitcoin plus stablecoin flywheel. Higher Bitcoin prices lead to higher stablecoin demand, which leads to higher demand for U.S. treasuries, and that draws money out of the traditional banking system, specifically away from JP Morgan's dominance. And we know they do not like that.
So, the likes of JP attacking Bitcoin, calling it immature and volatile, were an attempt to discredit it as a reserve asset, and attacking actors like Jack Mallers, whose company facilitates Bitcoin collateral services, is an attempt to eliminate important actors capable of enabling that flywheel. It's a strategic move to undercut new player impact and maintain control of the money supply.
Correct. Ultimately, the text concludes that this is not a decentralization-friendly experiment. It's a comprehensive, coordinated war to protect fractional reserve banking, undermine stablecoins, push deposit tokens as a new collateral, build the rails for CBDCs, and control the next global settlement layer. The war isn't coming, it's already here.
It is, and it's fascinating to be a front row observer, knowing that ultimately there is only one winner in the long run, Bitcoin itself. The final takeaway for the everyday person in the DBM community: Bitcoin in self-custody is our solution of choice. Make that your priority, alongside any digital business decisions you may make regarding allocating part of your Bitcoin, your operating assets, if you will, to the institutions and finance companies. In the end, be fully aware of the games that go on in TradFi and aim to use what they offer and not be used by them. The model set out in the DBM Academy Wealth Builder Series is a great foundation to ensure you are safe, in control, and most of all, 100% aware of TradFi's place in the industry going forward and on your business decisions. See you next time.